This week, Orlando Weekly published our annual Halloween Masks issue, a tongue-in-cheek tribute to the people, places, and things that scare us silly. But there's something genuinely scary going on in the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. In February, Governor Rick Scott fired Brian Lee, the state's long-term care ombudsman, the independent watchdog in charge of keeping tabs on unsafe conditions in nursing homes. The reason he was asked to leave? He had a reputation as a strong advocate for patients, and he was too aggressive for nursing home administrators. Now, the Miami Herald is reporting that the program Lee used to oversee, which sent trained volunteers to inspect nursing homes for serious violations, is falling apart. Despite the fact that the ombudsman program has been turning up record numbers of violations, long-term care industry-friendly politicians and officials want to take away the ability of ombudsmen to perform regular assessments of nursing homes, claiming that the volunteers were interfering where they didn't belong. They'd like to see to it that the ombudsman can only investigate when a nursing home resident complains about a problem. So where does that leave the elderly, disabled, and the infirm? Reliant upon Rick Scott, a business-friendly governor whose background in healthcare administration makes him sympathetic to the industry, to put the interests of this vulnerable population before those of nursing home administrators. Now that is a scary thought indeed.